It only takes a spark to get a fire going. With a little bit of faith, we can move the mountain. We're all in this together. The earth, the sky, men and women.
Hello, this is Eddie Carlton. You're listening to The Gift of Grace. And this is a show that does interviews with local musicians and also has guests on it. And we talk about different topics that are going on in the body of Christ or in the church. If you want to know more information about myself, check out my website at www.dennycarlton.com. And there you can hear a list of the different bands that I've been in and also the different musical ministries that I do throughout the Cleveland area, the Northeast Ohio, actually, area. Today we have a guest in the studio. Her name is Tina Schein. Hello, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing well, Denny.
Tina and I have known each other for quite a few years. We met back at the prayer group in the 1980s, I think it was, at St. Felicitas with Father John Crocker. That was a really wonderful time.
Absolutely. Beautiful times.
Yeah, Father John Crocker was a great priest. He was a charismatic priest, and he just had a very unique ministry. And we would meet every Tuesday. We'd have a prayer group. And that parish was very unique, that even in the 1983 and 84, we were doing laying on the hands there. We'd have healing services where the priest would come up and anoint with oil, and people would actually sometimes get slain in the spirit and everything. Remember that, Tina?
Absolutely. I remember someone walking in, visiting us one evening during our prayer meeting, and spontaneously slain in the spirit. It was a new experience for some people, and it was quite an event.
Yeah, that was a lot was going on at Felicitas in those days. And then when I started going out to Twinsburg, probably about 4 years ago, I think I called you right away and to let you know that there was a prayer group that I felt was pretty on fire. And so you came out there maybe a week or two later, and you're part of the Twinsburg prayer group also, right?
I am. I'm very involved out there. I consider it my community. And I enjoy the presence of the Lord there and the working of the Spirit and the body of Christ just being alive.
Yeah, that's a neat prayer group because it's regional. It's at St. Cosmas and Damian every Sunday night from 7 to 9. And it's regional. We get people from Oberlin. We get people from the West Side, the East Side, Concord, New Philadelphia, Cleveland. It's on Ravenna Road at Twinsburg at St. Cosmas and Damian. We've been talking on the phone lately, and there's just such an interest with a lot of the people I know in the prophetic movement. And my friend, even as we talk right now, Gail Newman is doing something over at Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship. My friend Gail is going to be doing a service over there. And it started me thinking about one of the first times that I was ever introduced to prophecy. And prophecy, of course, is where the Lord speaks to us through the Word. We all know that the Lord speaks to us through the Word of God. But also through prophecy, God can speak to us a more a specific message that will back up scriptures, that will edify us or exhort us or challenge us or direct us. And one of the first ways that I was introduced to it, and you also, Tina, was in the book, The Come Away, My Beloved, written by Francis Roberts, right?
Absolutely. Beautiful book. In fact, the first copy I received, I got from you, Denny.
Isn't that something? And that book has Francis Roberts has written down words that he felt, or that we had a debate off the air, if was Francis Roberts a woman or a man, because I always assumed that Francis Roberts was a woman, and you assumed that Francis was a man, right?
That is correct.
Because in the prophecies, it always says my child, but at one point in the prophecies, I remember it saying my daughter, and at one point in the prophecies, you remember him saying my son, and we looked it up, and it's both, right?
That is true.
And as Johnny Carson used to say, I did not know that, So that was that's very different. So that's really besides the point. The point is that Francis Roberts wrote really fantastic prophecies. And this was a prophecy years ago. And what's strange about this particular prophecy is that just a few years ago, about 6 months ago, I wrote a song that was sort of built around that prophetic word, and I didn't even know it. It was so deeply ingrained in me because I've been reading this book for years. So why don't you read a little of that prophecy? This is probably goes back to the 70s, right?
I do believe it's an old book. So this prophecy shared with us by Francis Roberts.
In the Come Away, My Beloved book, which is still in print.
Right, so I'll read this for you. Behold, A new day is dawning. Let not the sound of war and discord deafen thine ears to my message. For I would speak to thee a word of encouragement and would bring thee tidings of hope. I say unto thee, my children, I have not gone away never to return, but I shall surely come, yea, even at a time when ye feel the least expectation and when many shall have become engrossed in the problems of the hour. Lo, I say unto thee, my beloved ones, do not become centered in the problems of the world, but look up, for surely your deliverance is near. My ageless purposes are set in eternity. Time is as a little wheel set within a big wheel of eternity. The little wheel turneth swiftly and shall one day cease. The big wheel turneth not, but goeth straight forward. Time is thy responsibility. Eternity is mine. Ye shall move into thy place in the big wheel when the little wheel is left behind. See that now ye redeem the time, making use of it for the purposes of my eternal kingdom, thus investing it with something of the quality of the big wheel. As ye do this, thy days shall not be part of what of that which turneth and dieth, but of that which goeth straight forward and becometh one with my great universe. Fill the days with light and love and testimony. Glorify and honor my name. Praise and delight thyself in the Lord. So shall eternity inhabit thy heart, and thou shalt deliver thy soul from the bondages of time.
That's very timely, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And the song that I wrote that fit in with that, which I didn't even know was influenced by that song until I thought about it, was Big Wheel Keep on Turning. Big wheel keep on turning, little hands upon the clock. Game of life I'm still learning, it ain't ever gonna stop. Can't you hear those angels singing? Come and join us in the band. Can't you hear those old songs ringing? I wanna hold your hand. Keep on turning, little hands upon the clock. The game of life I'm still learning, it ain't ever gonna stop. Can't you hear those angels singing? Come and join us in the band. Can't you hear those old songs ringing? I wanna be a man. Big wheel keep on turning, little hands upon the clock. The game of life we're still learning, it ain't ever gonna stop. Can't you hear those angels singing? Come and join us in the band. Can't you hear those old songs ringing? This land is your land. Big wheel keep on turning, little hands upon the clock. Game of life we're still learning, it ain't ever gonna stop. It ain't ever gonna stop.
Beautiful.
That's pretty neat. That fits in with that. It's, you know, what's strange is I wrote First of all, when I wrote the song, Big Wheel Keep on Turning, I thought of Ike and Tina Turner, or I thought of the Creedence Clearwater Revival, right? And then I said, can I write a song with, you know, Big Wheel Keep on Turning? It's a famous... And then the minute I sang that, I started thinking about the big wheel and the little wheel and Come Away My Beloved, that the big wheel is the eternity. Are we investing our time into eternity, or are we going through frivolous secular pursuits that are not going to last? And which wheel are we in? And then after I wrote that, you know, then I started to think, I played off as a songwriter, I played off of the other part of it. Like I brought in all those other songs, all the older songs, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I guess it's just something I noticed. We're all getting older, right?
This happens.
The wheel is turning, and we're all getting older.
It's
and
part of the little wheel.
And whether we're young or old, what are we investing in? You know, are we investing our time into the kingdom of the Lord, or what are we investing it in? You know,
amen. We have to give it some thought. What are we doing with our time?
Now, Tina, this is a little bit of a curve, but it's a mild curve. You, one of the features I used to have on this show before, what I did for a while, was the Fingerprints of God. And that was your idea. You suggested that. And so what was your idea when, again, maybe we'll open it up to the people again. We'll try this again to see if anybody has an idea.
Okay.
You had an idea for Fingerprints of God, which I ran on this show for about 5 or 6 times, where anybody had an undeniable thing in their life where they could just see the hand of God working them. What was your idea for that Fingerprints of God?
Well, the intent was because I just realized that we sort of catch our faith oftentimes from one another, and hearing stories of people's lives, the intimate details and the circumstances where God has clearly moved in someone's life can be so moving to hear. I know that it impresses me and moves me, and so I just thought it was a very useful vehicle to get the word out that God is still alive and at work.
Yeah, so if anybody would like to submit to the radio program one of their fingerprints of God, where God has worked in their life, you could do it in one of two ways. One, you could email me at fingerprints@dennycarlton.com and just give me your information. And if it's good, I'll read it on the air. And if I read it on the air, I'll send you my CD, Beautiful Spring, and also my other CD, Thank You for the Day, with the bonus tracks. There's 22 cuts on there. The other one has 24 cuts. So I'd send you a CD. Or you could go up to my website, which is www.dennycarlton.com, and go to Wordsmithing, and then go to the blog section and just post it up on the internet, your Fingerprints of God. There's a little blog there, an interactive blog, and that would be kind of neat to do. And Tina, I see that you have the book there, Come Away, My Beloved. We're having a little special feature on Frances Roberts, the great prophetic writer from the 70s, where she has a book where she or he, we're not sure which Frances is, to all of the different prophecies that have been written that are just beautiful. And you have another one that you were going to read to us. And what's this one about, Tina?
It's called, there are specific headings with each of the prophetic words that are shared here. And this one is called The Healing Power of Joy. I will just read a part of it. Some of them, there's some length to them. So I will just give you a synopsis. Say not within thyself, lo, where is God? For I say unto thee that I am with thee, yea, even in thine heart, and mine hand is upon thee. Ye have looked in vain for me, because ye have sought me in the circumstances and in people. And I have said, lo, I find him not, and have said, lo, I find him not. O my child, look to me directly, and rest thine heart in me. Do so with as little distraction as you would find easy to do if you were only the only human being in the world, and therefore would have no one else to look upon, and none else with whom to converse. Praise me. This I ask of thee in times when it seemeth indescribably difficult to do so. I ask it of thee in love that is stern at this point, because I know unequivocally that it is your only hope for survival. Distress of soul and grief of heart can only bring on destruction of body. Joy alone is a healer, and ye can have it in the darkest hour if ye will force thy soul to rise up to me in worship and adoration. I have not failed thee, and you have not failed me. It is only that ye have failed thyself, or, so to speak, the disappointment has come upon the human plane, not on the divine. Why should ye allow any human experience to alter or affect the divine relationship with thy Father?
That's really beautiful. You really read it very nicely too, Tina. You really do a nice job. You have a good voice for the radio. You sound good on here. This is really good. Sounds
new
nice.
New experience.
But you know, a couple things. One is we're saying that you want the Lord. You want to look to the Lord as if you were the last person on earth, so to speak, right? And one of the things I remember a pastor saying that instead of keep going to meeting after meeting after meeting to find the revival, let you be the revival. You look to the Lord and you become the revival and let that spirit overflow out of you. And that's a great word. And the other one is that when you're saying about the praise in the difficult situations,
yes.
In the scriptures, it talks about the sacrifice of praise. And what is the sacrifice of praise? Well, if you're praising God when you feel happy, that's really not a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise might be that time when you don't feel happy, where that praise is proclaiming to the world that you are trusting God enough to praise him in advance.
Amen. And it's also where you're focusing your eyes. Are you focusing on the things that are happening around in this world? Which it's sort of hard to deny. But at the same time, our Lord is reminding us, focus on him. And you can find that place of praise and worship and joy despite your circumstances. I think we've all been in those difficult times. And with some effort on our part, we can find joy despite the circumstances that surround us, amazing as that may seem to a person of the world.
I remember in the 70s, there was a book called The Prison to Praise, and it was a new concept at the time. And the idea was to praise God no matter what, to praise God because it's God's perfect will to give thanks in all situations. So to praise God no matter what. So they basically said experiment with it. So you could either pray in tongues or just thank God all the time, no matter what happened. So this was, you know, I think a lot of people just know that now, but when that book first came out, that was a new concept, and Prison to Praise in the 70s. And this is actually like one of these, I have enough to make a book of some of these unusual stories, but I experimented one day and I just decided to do it all day. So I praised God and I kept reading in the scriptures. I read the whole book in that day, and that it was a short book, 100 pages, but I was absorbed in it. And it kept saying in the book, it's God's perfect will. It's God's perfect will. It's his perfect will. So I read, I prayed in tongues during the day. I praised the Lord during the day. Every second I thanked God, and I was built up in a strong, strong way by the end of the day. It was just, I did it all day. And at night, before I went to play my musical engagement, I turned on the Cleveland Indians baseball game. And that happened to be the night that Lenny Barker had his perfect game. And I went to the club, and everybody was talking about the perfect thing. And I had been praising God all day in the perfect. And then, so I went, they used to put the newspaper out that night at the convenient food marts. They would come out at 3 a.m. And I was a late night kind of guy back then. And I went on, and right on the headlines, it said perfect. And that was really, and then I was in this whole atmosphere of where he's talking about perfect, and I was just thinking God's perfect will, and I told a few people the story, and I thought that was rather unique.
You shared that story with me years ago, and it impacted my life and still does. I remember
you want that perfect game, don't you?
I want the perfect day.
Yeah.
But back then when you said that, it struck me. It struck a chord with me. And so it just came upon me so often. People will wonder, you know, what is God's will? What is God's will? And, you know, we don't always, it's not always really easy to figure it out. But praising him is clearly his will. It's a good place to be. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that from doing the praise at the prayer group every week is that so often a lot of people come in feeling kind of heavy or down, and then we praise the Lord at the prayer group for a while. Now, in that period of time when we're praising the Lord, I don't really ever see anything change except the atmosphere and the attitude in people's mind. You know, we are to have the mind of Christ. So by the time they're done, you know, praising, then we open the prayer lines up and we pray for people. And that's quite... That's quite profound, really, especially as a prayer meeting leader of the music. You can actually see people's faces actually change as they start to praise the Lord. You can actually see the heaviness go away and things, you know.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful transformation. And it's available to all of us at any given time.
I wrote another song, Tina. I just wrote this yesterday.
This is the radio
debut. The world debut.
The debut.
For all those that are keeping score out there, which I don't know. Okay. I really love you, Lord. 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 I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. You will pull me through. I put my trust in you. I really love you, Lord. I put my trust in you. You will pull me through. What else can I do? You took away my sin. You will come again. You know where I've been. You took away my sin. I really love you, Lord. I put my trust in you. You will pull me through. I put my trust in you. Took away my sin. You will come again. You took away my sin. You are the great I am. You are the Son of Man. And I'm your biggest fan. You are the great I am. Your spirit leadeth me. You set this captive free. I was blind, but now I see. You set the captive free. I really love you, Lord. I put my trust in you. You will pull me through. I really love you, Lord. 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 I really love you, Lord.
Beautiful, Denny.
Thank you. We'll be right back after this message. You're listening to The Gift of Grace. I'm here with Tina Shine. This is Denny Carlton.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
Spend a relaxing night at the Covered Bridge Bed and Breakfast located in quaint Conneaut. Our bed and breakfast offers three great rooms each with private bath. Spend some quiet time in prayer with our Lord in our chapel or at the pond, and bask in the beauty of God's fields and forests. For more information, visit us on the web at www.coveredbridgebnb.com or call us at 440-344-1178.
Faith Community Church is holding a rummage sale on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. These days, we are looking for ways to make our dollars stretch. You will find many useful household items as well as clothing for all age groups. Fresh baked bread and a bake sale to satisfy any sweet tooth will also be available. Lunch will be served for a nominal fee. All are welcome to join us at Faith Community Church located at 5885 Hopkins Road in Mentor. If you have any questions, please call 440-257-5276. Another one of our sponsors here on the radio is Jerry Roble from St. Cosmas and Damien. And the prayer group goes on every Sunday night from 7 to 9, and that's on Ravenna Road in Twinsburg, and we also do a prayer group the second Thursday of every month at our Center of Pastoral Leadership, which is formerly Borromeo Seminary, and tomorrow, it's not too late to sign up, the Life in the Spirit Seminar is starting. How would you describe the Life in the Spirit Seminar that's going to be starting at St. Cosmos tomorrow?
Oh, the Life in the Spirit Seminar is an introduction for people who have maybe never experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the way the Holy Spirit wants to be at work in each one of us. It's also a nice refresher for those who maybe have grown a little dry or are looking for something to really revive their spirit. So it it covers a lot of territory. There are five sessions, I believe, Denny, and they are taken at different days of the week. There are a number of different ways to handle a Life in the Spirit seminar, but this particular one will be held separate days, separate topics, and different speakers, all very well qualified and very inspirational. And it's a great way to really boost your spirit and get back into the body of Christ if you've been away for any length of time.
Yeah, and it's free. St. Cosmas Damian starts, I think it's about 5 o'clock it starts, doesn't it? Around 5 o'clock on Sundays?
I wish I had the flyer
here. The number is 330-425-2678 if you're interested. And just because you missed the first one doesn't mean you can't come to the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth. It'll be going on praising God all day in the perfect. And then, so I went, they used to put the newspaper out that night at the convenient food marts. They would come out at 3 in the morning, and I was a late night kind of guy back then. And I went on, and right on the headlines, it said, perfect. And then I was in this whole atmosphere of everybody's talking about perfect, and I was just thinking of God's perfect will, and I told a few people the story, and I thought that was rather unique.
You shared that story with me years ago, and it impacted my life and still does. I remember
you want that perfect game, don't you?
I want the perfect day.
Yeah.
But back then when you said that, it struck me. It struck a chord with
for 5 weeks. And also the prayer group goes on every Sunday night from 7 to 9. All are welcome. All denominations are welcome. And basically we just praise the Lord, and we do the gift of prophecy as well as study the word. And then we have a little time for healing prayer. So that's every Sunday night, 7 to 9 in St. Cosmas and Damian. And every second Thursday of the month at Borromeo Seminary, which is now called Center of Pastoral Leadership. We'll be right back.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going. With a little bit of faith, we can move the mountain.
This is Denny Carlton. This is The Gift of Grace. If you'd be interested in knowing more about myself or this radio program or the interactive blog, go to my website at www.dennycarlton.com. I see this show as an evolving thing, and I think it's a gift from the Lord just even to be on the air. And we really welcome your input of what you would like to see more on this show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at denny@dennycarlton.com. And also, if you're interested in some of my music that I've played, you can download entire albums for $5 from CD Baby, which you can go to a link in the website. So, as I say, I just see this show as if you want to support the show with financial donations, you could also go to the website. But basically, I just feel the show is a gift from the Lord, and it's as it says, the gift of grace. It's just something that I fell into. I think it's I just see it as a service to the church, and it's just one more voice. There are so many voices in Christianity, and sometimes I just feel that the Lord has a specific voice coming from this show that's a little bit unique in the church. It's another, we're all different parts of the body, and God bless all the churches. And as it says in the book of Revelations, there's seven golden lampstands, seven different churches, and God is in all of them. And but he has different specific words for all of the different churches. And so none of us are perfect, and we're just here doing our thing here to try to shed a little light into a very dark time and do it through the Lord and glorify the Lord. So I'm here with Tina Shine, and we're talking about the prophetic in the sense of over at the Francis Robert book from the 1970s. And this weekend at the Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship, my friend Gail Newman is hosting, at Melinda Ballman's church, is hosting a conference. I'm not, actually, I take it back. It's May 1st and May 2nd. It's coming up. May 1st and May 2nd is, I said it was this weekend. It's May 1st and May 2nd is a Gail Newman will be at the Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship about prophecy. And so we're talking about one of the great prophets, Frances Roberts from the 70s. And we've been reading some things from her book. So what do we have here, Tina?
Once again, because of the topic of praise and the power of praise that we were just speaking of a short time ago, there's another word here that really gets into the power of praise. And so I'll share that. I'll sort of jump into the middle of it. Man has contemplated the power of faith and of prayer, but only rarely have I revealed to men this far greater power of praise. For by prayer and faith, doors are opened, but by praise and worship, great dynamos of power are set in motion. As when a switch is thrown and an electric power plant such as Niagara is thrown into operation. Praying for specifics is like requesting light for individual houses in various scattered places, while worshiping and praise flood the whole area with available current. I like that analogy, and it's a very powerful experience to really enter into praise, because once you are in that, God says he dwells in the praises of his people, and when you enter into that praise, then you experience the presence of God, suddenly all those specifics, you know, he takes care of them. He's got them in his hands, and you are relieved of the burden of pointing out every detail of every need, and you realize that your loving Father has all of your needs in his hands, and he is caring for them, and your praises are just a wonderful way of getting to that place of trust.
It is like in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion, beauty for ashes, and to give them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So that's, I think of that oftentimes when someone's in a prayer line and you pray for them and you pray that they'll have a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's very, you're sort of right on there, when you know that that's exactly what the Lord would want. And isn't that beautiful that God would want us to have the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness? I mean, that's what Jesus would like us to have. We serve a great God. Do you have another reading or another one? Any of them?
Well, I can share another reading. I was just going to make a comment on the peace that God really wants us to dwell in. As the Easter readings that many of us heard at our churches this previous Sunday, have to do with Jesus coming to his apostles, and what does he say to them? But peace with you. It is his intent that we dwell in his peace. And so the circumstances of the day, the trials, the tribulations, he has a way, if we just focus on him and find the way, he has a way of giving us peace at every moment of every day. And if we just take the time and seek him out, it's there for us. And the distractions of this world can't rob us of the peace that God desires his children to live in.
Yeah, I spoke earlier in the show. I said that conference was this weekend. It's actually next weekend. We're at Belinda Ballman's Church Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship. We'll be Gail Newman will be doing a prophetic conference. Gail is so solid with how she talks about prophecy and the way she teaches. And if anybody's interested in it, Gail is really a good teacher of it. And look it up on the internet or the Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship, Gail Newman. If you want to know more information, you can contact me. I'm going to play a song a little bit that inspired me a little bit of what we're talking about having the garment of praise. And one of the ways to have that is to keep our eyes on the Lord rather than our own circumstances. And this is one I wrote called I Can't Keep My Eyes Off You. And I got this idea as I was looking at people praising the Lord at the prayer meeting. I realized that they were looking at me a little bit, but they were looking at the Lord. So it made me, as I was playing my music, keep my eyes on the Lord. I'm not going to look to the left or the right. Going to stare straight ahead into your light. Then I know
everything's gonna be all right. I can't keep my eyes off you. You know every strand of hair. You know the clothes we like to wear. What people say about us, you don't care. I can't keep my eyes off you. I can't keep my eyes off of you. Keep my eyes off of you. He sees us down at the grocery store. He knows when we get out of line because we wanted something more. But then he lets us walk right through that open door. Oh, I can't keep my eyes off you. Put the kingdom of heaven first, and all these things will be added unto you. Learn to delight yourself in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust in Him with all your heart, and He will bring it to pass. Swerve not to the left or the right. Learn to walk in the Spirit. Learn how to love, not hate. Trust in God's perfect timing. He's not too early. He's not too late. I can't keep my eyes off you. I can't keep my eyes off of you. Keep my eyes off of you. Keep my eyes off of you. I can't keep my eyes off you. Can't keep my eyes off you.
Love that song. Always have.
Yeah, that's one of my songs off of my CD, Beautiful Spring. So you have another Come Away, My Beloved?
Yes, from Francis Roberts. I hope that people are finding these words inspirational, that their hearts are being touched, and that maybe they might desire to go out and check out the Christian bookstores and find Come Away, My Beloved, or some other books that are out there available by Francis Roberts. Okay, this particular word is called the love covenant, and I'll just share the beginning of it. My children, there is no good thing that I will withhold from thee. I have not left you to fend for yourselves, nor to make your way by your own devices. I am the Lord thy God. I am thy provider and thy defender. I care for thee with a deep and tender love. I am all wise and all powerful, and will be thy defense against every onslaught of the enemy. Anticipate my help. I will not fail thee. Look down at the path before thee. Thou shalt see the print of my feet. For as Scripture saith, I go before thee, and I make the path ready for thee as ye follow. It is a joy to my heart when my children rely upon me. I delight in working things out for thee, but I delight even more in thee thyself than in anything I do to help thee. Even so, I want you to delight in me just for myself rather than in anything ye do for me.
That's beautiful. It's sort of like we're talking about a relationship here with the Lord too, you know. It's sort of like, you know, if you were married and, you know, my husband bought me this and he bought me that, but you just want to love the husband, right?
That's right.
Right.
Not the things you can do for one another, but the very essence of the person.
Right. It's sort of like too, it's like if somebody just goes to church on Sunday and they go to church on Sunday and they punch in their time and they do it because they have to, and they think they're going to get in trouble. That's like your husband getting you a card And, you know, because he's afraid he's going to get in trouble if he doesn't. And he knows you're going to complain if you don't, if he doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's not the way it's supposed to work out.
No, it's not that. It's not, doesn't have the quality and the love that could be there as if you were just joyfully out of your heart because you love that person wanting to give, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. God's intent for us is to have a real dynamic relationship with him and to experience him in a very intimate way.
We're going to come right back after this commercial break, and we're here with Tina Shine, and then we'll wrap up the program.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
Spend a relaxing night at the Covered Bridge Bed and Breakfast located in quaint Conneaut. Our bed and breakfast offers three great rooms each with private bath. Spend some quiet time in prayer with our Lord in our chapel or at the pond, and bask in the beauty of God's fields and forests. For more information, visit us on the web at www.coveredbridgebnb.com or call us at 440-344-1178.
Boy, that bed and breakfast sounds very appealing to me. I think I'm going to make it out there myself. That's Bob Jankowski from the Body of Christ Church Bed and Breakfast. And
beautiful country out there.
Yes, it is. And come one, come all to the Faith Community Church garage sale. Faith Community Church is holding a rummage sale on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Faith Community Church is the old Presbyterian church on Hopkins. You've been there a couple times.
Yes.
That's in Mentor. These days, we're all looking ways to make our dollar stretch. Isn't that the truth? I've seen that on the internet lately, you know. Ways to make your dollar stretch. Get coupons. Oh, wow.
That's one of many ways.
Yes, turn the heat down a little. But, you know, in a way, it's not funny. It isn't funny. It's just that if you were raised that way, we all kind of knew that, right?
That's right. And I think...
But a lot of people, it's a wake-up call. But a lot of people have been doing that for a long time, but... We're in some serious financial things here, so a lot of people do have to kind of cut back a little bit. So let's start this again. Faith Community Church is holding a rummage sale on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. These days, we all look for ways to make our dollars stretch. You'll find many useful household items as well as clothing for all age groups. Fresh baked bread and a bake sale to satisfy any sweet tooth will also be available. Mm-mm. Lunch will be served for a nominal fee. All are welcome to join us at Faith Community Church, located at 5885 Hopkins Road in Mentor. If you have questions, please call 440-257-5276. That rummage sale at the Faith Community Church is really about 35 vendors all taking a part in the outdoors of this right on Hopkins Road in Mentor. And it's actually pretty neat. It goes from 9 to 4, and they have, there'll be like, 200-300 people there, all and they're vendors who like rent out the space. So it's pretty good. And also, one of our sponsors on the show that's been helping is the St. Cosmas and Damian Prayer Group, starting Life in the Spirit tomorrow from 7, starting at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want information about the Life in the Spirit, it's 330-425-2678. And also, every Sunday night from 7 o'clock to about 9:15, there's a Charismatic Prayer Group at Ravenna Road. And the second Thursday of every month at Borromeo Seminary Catholic Charismatic Group. You're all invited. All denominations are invited. And you have praise, worship, the word, prophecies, laying out of hands, healing, and fellowship. So we'll be right back after this little musical break.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going. With a little bit of faith, we can move the mountain.
Hello, this is Denny Carlton. This is The Gift of Grace, and I'm here with Tina Shine. And Tina, this has worked out very nicely. I thank you for coming on the show. You have to come on again sometime.
It has been my pleasure.
And Tina, your idea for a while back was to do the fingerprints of God, and the fingerprints of God was People, if any have anybody has any ideas that they'd like to share with the audience, they could email me at Denny@DennyCarlton.com or fingerprints@DennyCarlton.com, or they could go on the blog, which is wordsmithing under DennyCarlton.com, and they can go and enter a fingerprints of God and other something. In other words, something that's undeniable that's happened in their life. That was one of your ideas that you wanted to have on the radio show.
An undeniable action of God
in one's life, and to then, you know, that hopefully would edify different people if they heard it. If you go on the website and do it, you could go on to the interactive blog, and you could write something on there, and others could see it. And the first person that I read it on the air, I'll give them a couple CDs of some of my music. So we've been discussing today about the prophetic movement and basically prophecies from the old days in the 1970s from a book by Francis Roberts called Come Away, My Beloved. And also, I'd like to remind you that this May 1st and 2nd, Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship will be having Gail Newman hosting a whole series on prophecy, explaining prophecy, getting trained for prophecy. That'll be May 1st and May 2nd. And if you want to know more information about it, you could email me or get a hold of the Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship. So Tina, we've been talking about this. Do you have any more, any things from the books or anything that you'd like to share?
No, I just, because you were talking about the Life in the Spirit seminars and the prayer meetings that we attend, I just wanted to share just what a wonderful experience it is to be a part of the body of Christ, to come together with others who are sharing the gifts and really living out what God intended for us to experience in the life of the Holy Spirit, ministering to one another and encouraging one another. And the prophetic word, of course, is such a powerful part of God's plan for us. And in our prayer meetings, we have wonderful moments, very powerful movements of God's Spirit where we were talking earlier, Denny, about the word anointed, and that as we speak the words of God, this Holy Spirit moves in the hearts of others. If this is truly a prophetic word, the Holy Spirit moves in the hearts of others, and it is a beautiful thing to behold because of the transformation that occurs. And prophetic word is a very powerful experience that is going on these days, and I just hope that a lot more people become involved and hear the voice of the Lord in their own hearts.
And you know, the thing is that if the prophecy does not back up the scriptures of the word of God, it doesn't mean anything. So if someone's not into the prophetic movement, I mean, you know, the word of God suffices, you know, I mean, but it says in the scriptures, it says despise not prophecy and don't quench the spirit. So prophecy is a part of the New Testament church. And it's part of, I've heard that Father Larry Richards and some of his talks says that every one of his masses has a prophecy.
I've only been to one of Larry Richards, Father Larry Richards' masses, and I don't recall, though his teachings are prophetic in and of themselves. So it's the Spirit is definitely alive and at work.
And you know who brings in a lot of people, as I've been talking about her a few times here on the show, but Melinda Ballman from the Worldwide Great Commission Fellowship, she brings in a lot of the prophets. So the thing about prophets, because they're so out of the box, sometimes they get out of the box, and so there's a lot of different people in the prophetic movement saying a lot of different things. But it's always good to sort of go back to a classic person that we enjoy. Do you have any more? Any of those would be good, Tina.
Okay.
One more from Francis Roberts. We've been reading things from Francis Roberts. This is from Come Away, My Beloved.
All right. This is something that Francis called My Energizing Power. Oh, my child, I have waited long for thy coming. Mine eyes have grown weary in watching, and mine heart heavy with longing after thee. For I have said, rest in me, but ye have striven. I have said, stand still, but thou hast continued to run. I have called, but ye have been listening to the voices of men. Lo, I say unto thee, turn unto me. Thou needest do no more. For thou wilt find thy quest ended. Thou wilt see then how futile has been all the struggle. For like the sinner who misses the gift of saving grace through absorption in good works, so thou, my child, has missed my sweet reality in thy frantic effort to please me. As Martha, in her desire to minister to me, forfeited my nearness, so thou hast done, my child. I have need of nothing. I desire only thy love.
It's beautiful. Yeah, Martha and Mary. It goes back to the scriptures, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's what real prophecy will do, is draw you into the truth, which is revealed in the Word of God.
Yeah, I love the I love that the Lord wants us to sit and meditate and not run around as much. Seriously, I mean, I question that myself sometimes when I start running around. I just say, you know, is this really do I want to just be busy, or do I want to do what the Lord wants me to do? And then, you know, the funny thing is, though, he does get you to run around, at least in my experience, no matter how it's written. I mean, he does. There's a time to regroup, and there's a time to go out. That's how I feel in my own walk. Is how you feel?
Absolutely. I think that my experience has been that spending that time with the Lord privately and really being in his presence is an empowering time. And then after having really been steeped in the Spirit and in his love, then we can go out and actually minister in love, because I think that's just the key ingredient to all of it, is that it's done in love. And boy, on our own power, we do not have the kind of love it takes to conquer this world. It's a tough world.
Reminds me of, we were talking about the prophetic movement earlier. When we were talking about, I was thinking when I saw it, read Dennis Kramer's book. And Dennis Kramer said that he got some words when he was in intimate union with the Lord. His first prophecy was to go up to a lady that he knew that he was dating, and said, God told me you're my wife. And the woman said, I don't even like you. Let alone you be my, I'm your wife. And so what Dennis learned from that was that prophecies could be the right word at a certain time. So it's important to regroup with the Lord, get right with the Lord, and then at the appropriate time, go and let that, when the message, you may get an impression from the Lord, but God may want to refine that for the next few months or few weeks until you get the completed message, and then it's your time to speak. You know what I mean?
Absolutely know what that means. Yes, there's been many times when I've experienced that myself, where there's that push, that understanding that you believe, you know, but you give it time.
I remember I heard a preaching from this. He was a Chinese pastor, and he said, you know, when I first came to the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm ready to be used. I'm handsome. I'm young. I'm educated. I know the word. I love you. The world's dying. And the Lord made him just wait for like 20 years, you know, and refined him and took him into the wilderness and trained him and then sent him out. But I understood that feeling like, let's go. Come on. I see it. But God, even with all of the, you know, but Moses and people were in the desert for many years before they were trained to go out and to do their work.
It creates a depth, I believe, when we are restrained for a little while. That word, that knowledge, that understanding has an opportunity to sink deep within us, and we really can contemplate it and really do a better job when it is time to share it.
Sometimes we just have the first chapter in the book, and there's supposed to be maybe 12 chapters before we start our message. So, well, thank you for being on, Tina. This is Denny Carlton. Thank you, Tina.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting me, Denny.
This is The Gift of Grace. My name is Denny Carlton. I have a website, dennycarlton.com, where you can link into some of the different Christian activities in the area. Also see where I'm playing some music. You can download any of the music that I have for entire CDs for $5, or each song for a little bit. And there's a lot of free samples up on that website of music. And God bless America, Canada, Mexico, Europe, South America.
Antarctica.
And why not? Everybody. That's where we're at here. Thank you.